The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's dynamic property industry. Interest rates, or the rate cutting cycle, which began in September in South Africa, is a hot topic not just for the listed property sector currently, but the residential market. The resi market has had a tough 18 months with interest rates at decade highs following the COVID lows. Home loan applications have slowed from the peaks of 2021 and 2022, but things may be looking up. Banking giant Standard Bank is optimistic about this. Even before the September repo rate cut by the South African Reserve Bank, Standard Bank, in a thought leadership piece in August by Tony Anderson, the head of Standard Bank Home Services, touted an anticipated reigniting of interest and activity in home loan applications. That was amid market expectations that the interest rate cutting cycle would begin. Joining me now is Thabani Ndwandwe, Chief Risk Officer for Personal and Private Banking at Standard Bank, to share some insights on the bank's expectations. Welcome to the Property Pod, Thabani.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
I know it's still early days with just one interest rate cut thus far, but is Standard Bank seeing an uptick in home loan applications?
Yeah, so what we have started to see in the second half of the year, we've seen a bit about a 3% increase in application volumes, which is a good signal that people are starting to sort of look for properties. It's still largely sort of in the middle and sort of lower sort of income properties. Those are the people who are applying. At the top end, we've seen also international buyers coming in who are typically buying in cash, coming also back into the market as confidence seems to have increased in the market. So we are starting to see some positive signs, and we anticipate with further interest rate cuts, we'll see more activity.
That's quite a change, because I know in the first half it was at around 1% in terms of growth. In that thought leadership piece that was written by Tony Anderson from the home loans division at Standard Bank, it was mentioned that the market was registering monthly home loans of around 14 billion in 2023 compared to around 20 billion in 2021-2022 when interest rates were far lower. Do you have an indication of what the latest available monthly figure is currently?
Yeah, so we're still running at around 14 billion, and it runs between 14 and 15 billion at the moment. We have not seen the full increase. As I say, just the last 3 months where we saw increase in applications. Well, there still has to translate into registrations, but we're still seeing a bit of muted growth overall in the market at this stage year on year.
Thanks for that, Thabani. What are your expectations for home loan applications for the balance of the year, considering the first half Standard Bank itself only saw growth in its lending book of around 1%?
So when I look at the overall Standard Bank book, the 1% that you saw, we don't think in the second half is going to change. We think we're going to stay at the sort of 1%. But the registrations, our view is that they're going to start increasing, which means that 2025 will see much better growth in assets. And that the reason for that is, let's say, just about threefold. The first one is we expect another 25 basis point reduction in interest rate in November. That's going to create a bit of market momentum. The second thing is that we're seeing confidence coming through, and many people are starting to show signs of confidence after the recent elections, and we're seeing people starting to create a bit of activity in the market. Even international buyers are starting to come back into the market. So that gives us, again, a bit of confidence that we think that we're going to see a bit of growth. And lastly, what we're starting to see, a moderation in bad debts. And normally when people see a bit of a relief in bad debts, which means that you see less squeeze in terms of their strain, they start getting a bit of confidence to consider buying options. And so we think those three things will help us see a bit of momentum in the market and give that long-awaited growth.
And next year, is that when things are expected to really pick up? What growth levels can we expect next year? Or is that a case of a little bit of crystal ball gazing?
It's actually a very interesting thing. We've been doing a lot of analysis, thinking about what 2025 will look like. So our view is that we should be definitely much better than where we are. We should at least see ourselves at above 3%. So that's what we're sort of looking for. However, there's a couple of things that you start seeing in the years when interest rates are low. Because remember, we're expecting another 50 basis points next year, which will take us in total at 100 basis points. What we tend to see is that customers, of course, they start buying, which is great. And you see more people buying up and taking or buying new properties or buying up. But you also see prepayments. So one of the things that you start seeing is when customers have got extra cash flow, they start paying down. So that sometimes mutes a bit of the growth. But definitely, we think we should see a big momentum in the growth next year.
There is a lot of excitement in the market. Even the listed property sector is quite excited about the optimism, not just around GNU, but I think the biggest driver is actually interest rates at the moment. But what about the two-pot impact with South Africans already withdrawing over $21 billion, according to SARS, from their savings pots within the first 2 months? Surely some of that money will go into deposits for new home loans and possibly make it easier for buyers to take out bonds. What are your thoughts on that?
That's right. I mean, we do think that there might be some money that comes in, Surya, and I think we might see some people using that money to put up deposits. But let me just say, on the two-pot system as a whole, first of all, the $21 billion, a lot of it is still under process. There's been a lot of delays in paying out, so we haven't really seen the flows and how they're going to be spent. But it's good to remember that in South Africa right now, if you were to go to the big four banks who have published results, half-year results and one full-year results, you will see that in the home loans market, we've got about $107 billion of loans that are in stage three or in some form of distress. We also have $86 billion of debt review in the country. This is the whole country. $107 billion of mortgages in the country. It's $86 billion of debt review. That's huge numbers. And so I think some of that money will most likely go into just relieving people out of debt. Our view, and this is our recommendation, and I feel responsible to say it, we don't recommend that people necessarily always pull out their money to settle debt unless it's the last resort, or to pay deposits unless it's the last resort. And we're going to watch the trend and see what the trend does. But we have not banked much of it in terms of deposits for new properties.
Is it still Standard Bank's house view that we can expect another 25 basis points cut in November as well as in the first half of 2025, seeing another 25 basis points for perhaps the first two interest rates? I know you mentioned a little bit about that, but we saw some surprises out of the US, but the SARB is quite conservative in South Africa.
With an upside possibility of getting a 50, but we don't think SARB is going to do it at 50 basis points. So we think 25 basis points in November, and then another 225 basis points, one coming in the first quarter and second quarter of the year. So we think in total, we should see 100 basis points coming through since the first interest rate reduction, which is great for the consumers, of course, as we have seen in some of our pieces. We talk about what it means for the overall population. Just to give you some numbers, if you think of the total South Africans, there's about 1.3 trillion of mortgages in the market. And that's quite a significant number of loans. And if you get a 100 basis points reduction there, we do think that equates to about 10 billion, just under 10 billion of interest rate installment relief that customers will have, which is going to be great overall for the country.
Just to end things off, the 1% or 100 basis points cut by next year or mid-next year, what impact will that have perhaps on an average home loan for about 2 billion rand over 20 years? What could that saving be perhaps if you have, a 10% deposit?
Yeah, so we think that, we know that if you're paying around 21,000 rands for your home loans, so if you've got 2 million, you're paying around 21,000, roughly 21,600. We think that reduction will equate to about 1,300 a month. Okay, so that's quite a significant saving overall for the consumer who's paying at that month. So in 20 years, you know, that reduction could equate easily to just over 20,000 rands that you just save in a year.
And just any further insights on the performance of the sector or home loan performance? Could we see perhaps it hitting maybe 15 or 16 billion rand per month at some time next year? Or is it a slow recovery over time?
Look, I think it's going to be a slow growth. And so if I look at just what's happened in the last 3 years, and I always try and get people to reflect on what has happened and what South Africans have gone through. Many South Africans have had to deal with, and all of South Africans, with COVID. And COVID has had many consequences. One of the things that COVID has brought into many of the households is single-income households. We know that people either lost jobs or people lost family members in that process, so single housing consumers. And then in the next thing, we saw the interest rate increases that we saw that have put a lot of strain in many of the consumers. So many of the consumers still have to adjust and recover from all of that. There's going to be anxiety. There's going to be fear in the system in terms of just taking big leaps over the next while. But we expect an increase, and I think it's going to be a slow increase, a gradual increase, as confidence to purchase big expenses comes back into the market.
Thank you for that. Quite a good overall view. Not as enthusiastic as some of the estate agents might tout the market potential boom next year, but I suppose the vested interests with COVID to play there. But thanks so much for your time on the podcast, Thabani. That was Thabani Ndwandwe, Chief Risk Officer for Personal and Private Banking at Standard Bank.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.